Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A happy New Year's Eve to you all. Eureka police officers arrested Marquise Madden yesterday after Madden had a busy, if criminally filled, afternoon. Eureka police responded to a report of a carjacking on 5th Street at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and got a description of the suspect. 90 minutes later, police received a call from a woman on Pine Street who reported her cell phone had just been stolen by a man closely matching the description of the carjacker. An hour later, at 3:30, an officer spotted Madden driving the stolen vehicle near Harrison, California streets and attempted to pull him over, but Madden fled at a high rate of speed and the chase was called off for safety reasons. Moments later, dispatchers received a call that the stolen vehicle had collided with a parked car at Hawthorne and A, and with officers close by, they were soon on scene. They spotted Madden fleeing on foot, and he was tracked down and arrested. Madden was booked on several charges, including carjacking, robbery, and hit-and-run. Fortuna police received a 911 call at 4:15 this morning, and the caller said her house was filled with smoke and the smoke alarms were going off. The first unit on scene was a Fortuna police officer who immediately entered the residence and evacuated several small children and an elderly resident who were put in the family minivan and driven to a safer location. A sergeant who had reached the scene then entered and rescued the last remaining tenant while volunteer firefighters were en route. All of the evacuated tenants were screened by medical personnel and found to be in good health, and due to the quick response of Fortuna Volunteer Fire, the residence was saved without suffering major damage. Fortuna police were called out to the Best Western Country Inn last night after receiving a call from employees that the motel had just been robbed at gunpoint. Employees told officers that the suspect entered the motel through the front door, brandished a sawed-off shotgun, and demanded money from an employee. That employee complied, and the suspect fled the business with the stolen cash and was last seen running west toward Alamar Way. The suspect is described as an adult male, 5'5 to 5'8, 180 to 200 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, who was wearing a woodland camouflage jacket, jeans, and a black ski mask. Anyone with information about the robbery or the suspect is asked to contact Fortuna Police. And local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol have been focusing on removing impaired drivers from local roads in a combined DUI crackdown effort that began on December 14th and will extend through tomorrow night. As of this evening, 48 drivers had been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in the county, a small increase over last year during the same time period. The good news is that so far there have been no DUI-related fatalities on local roads, and the Fortuna Police Department conducted a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Friday night and arrested 8 drivers, although only one of those arrests was for DUI. The other 7 were for license infractions. The campaign continues through tonight and into tomorrow evening. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Coast Central Credit Union announced that it has acquired the Crescent City branch of the former Chetco Credit Union after the National Credit Union Association okayed the deal on Friday. Coast Central will take over the deposits from Chetco members, and the consolidation will take place immediately on Wednesday at 6601 L Street in Crescent City. Chetco members can make the transition and will remain insured by the NCUA for up to $250,000 in deposits. Chetco Credit Union has been in receivership since September of last year while the NCUA studied the best solutions to continue credit union services for members and to protect the credit union's assets. The Rogue Federal Credit Union, based in Medford, Oregon, has acquired 5 Chetco branches in Oregon and will reopen the former Chetco branches on Wednesday under new management. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 500 block of Gatliff Street in Eureka on Friday after receiving several complaints from neighbors in the area. Officers confiscated more than 250 growing marijuana plants valued at about $120,000 from an indoor grow located in the garage and a bedroom in the residence. Officers arrested two people, 37-year-old Jason Kyle and 34-year-old Ronaldo Prudhomme. Child Services was called to the residence to care for two 7-year-old twins and a 17-year-old after wiring at the Grow was determined to be unsafe. Both Kyle and Prudhomme were booked into jail on cultivation, possession, and child endangerment charges. And that's the news on this New Year's Eve. Have a safe and wonderful New Year tonight. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.